This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
The Eagle list, Jake Murren, is back from...
I started bragging about his three and all of a sudden...
He did. I mean, you never brag about your three, right? I mean, some do. That's okay.
It's an acceptable size for some.
I don't need the extra quarter inch. Jake, how was Paris?
It was great, guys.
So Jake actually said, I was so relatable. Jake was talking about his first couple days in Paris and the problems that they kind of ran into. And it, like, everything he said about his trip to Paris on his honeymoon reminded me of going to Jamaica, of just how you don't think of like, oh, I'm going to a foreign country. I'm going to feel a little out of place. You don't think about that until you're there and you're like, oh, it's a literal different, it's a different, it's a completely different style there.
Jamaica, though, for you at least was a resort. Poor Jake ended up at multiple different locations and places that we have here.
Yeah. So walk us through your culinary experience there, Jake.
Yeah, the culinary experience was definitely like the hardest one to overcome. Like that kind of slap in the face right when you get there of exactly what you said, Nick, of, oh, yeah, I'm in this foreign land. But day one, we get there. We don't have anything to do on the itinerary, kind of just settling in France. And we go to this brasserie like 3 minutes down the street from our hotel. And it's essentially a brewery, but no one speaks English there. We sit down, we order a Coke, we order a soda, and we wait for like an hour before we check out for them to actually take our order. And it's all coming back to me while I sit there that in my 8 years of learning French in school, that the culinary experience is very different in Paris than it is here in America. And it definitely deflated our confidence and ego as we went on this 6-day trip in Paris.
Can I ask you, I think this is a dumb question. Couldn't you just pull up like Google Translate on your phone and then play it for them?
Yeah, I just didn't want to be that guy. Like I knew how to order in French, but I didn't know how to like get their attention, and I didn't want to be that rude American who like waved at the waiter, because that's essentially how they view tourists and Americans, especially, of just being rude and doing things like that. I wanted to be better than that.
I mean, it's the French. It's not as if they're like the most hospitable people. I'm sure they would, it would have fit in the culture to wave them down. I'm sure it would have.
Do you have some...
Your eyes got really lit up there.
Do you have some very excited on the French?
Me and the French have always been a problem, okay? If I ever run into Wemby, we're gonna have an issue on our hands.
Like Evan Fournier just pisses you off?
All that boredom and ennui out there. I feel like...
But then why do you like Timothy Chalamet?
He's not French. He was born in America.
I think he grew up in France.
No, I think he grew up in like Queens or something. That's what makes him so fascinating to me, is he just had a bad draw as far as his last name was concerned. I think people think that he's foreign, but he's just a kid from New York.
French-American actor, it says here.
I got to Wikipedia my guy then. I got to get to the bottom of this. I thought he was there's so many accounts on Twitter of him like waiting outside of Knicks games when he was like 15 years old trying to get autographs.
His French father, Marc Chalamy.
His French father
is a New York correspondent for Le Parisien.
As a group in New York.
Yeah. And I'm give me a second here. He is bilingual. Good for him.
Well, yeah, Duolingo helps out a lot of people.
He spent summers in Le Chamron sur Lignon. A small French village, 2 hours from Lyon, at the home of his paternal grandparents.
Born in New York City. It says it right here.
You're a natural, Nick.
But thank you very much.
And he was just in France, so he knows what it is.
He probably got a flashback there. He's like, whoa.
The first line of Chalamet's Wikipedia is, born in New York City, grew up in a federally subsidized artist building, Manhattan Plaza, in Hell's Kitchen, which is just, that's in New York. That's right there.
Growing up, he spent summers in whatever the small French village. So he's French adjacent at the very least. If you have as many problems with the French as possible, I mean, I think you got to have some problems with the boy
Chalamet. Is mending those broken fences that I have with the French.
All of a sudden?
Yeah, between Chalamet, between Wemby, maybe all of a sudden I like France more than I thought.
What's your beef bourguignon with France, by the way?
Just always felt like they just looked down on us. And like that mentality that you have right there, where you're like, I didn't want to come across as an obnoxious American because I wanted to represent America well, because deep down you know it's because the French don't really like us that much. I think is part of why I've always had an issue with the French that way. It's always been the idea. They just think like they're better than us.
Jake, do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I don't know if they look down on us. It's just when you travel internationally, you try to not look like a tourist. You don't want to be that, you know, obvious tourist
sometimes
that
if the shoe
people
fits,
are going to take advantage of. And yeah, certainly, like, we definitely look the part, but we were trying our best not to be.
I don't know, man. When I go different places, I just...
You're the ugly American?
I just let it be. Yeah. I definitely... Yeah, I would have gone up, and if that's what it took, I wouldn't have tried to offend anybody. And I'm not snapping my fingers. Like, come here.
Papa!
If I wouldn't do it in a restaurant in America, I'm not doing it in a restaurant in France. We don't become a social animal.
Oh, s'il vous plaît.
Now I feel like you're just a Disney cartoon. that's what I feel like.
I was trying to think of something, whatever the Disney character, the French candelabra was. I can't remember. Wasn't his name Garcon?
That was Garcon, yeah.
Very offensive calling a candelabra, who was also the host. The maitre d', Garcon.
Yeah.
That's just...
Are you also thinking of Gaston?
No. Gaston was the boorish,
the big
toxic
guy. Yeah,
masculinity
big, like,
guy, yeah. Who clearly had some deep-seated issues. He did not work out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Sure.
Not trying to spoil anything. All right. So when did you actually... consume some actual French cuisine there?
Yeah, so that was 2 days later. On day three, we went to this restaurant, Soleil Dior, across from the Saint Chapelle, and it was fantastic. We walked right in, and we said bonjour to the waiter, and he was like, inside or outside, and do you want to order food? Like, right away, did not even entertain that we were trying to speak French, but he was probably, like, the best waiter I've ever had. It doesn't even compare to any here in America, and, ooh, yeah, we actually enjoyed a French meal that night.
So as a former server in America, I'm going to take offense to this here. That's a lot of people you just insulted there, Jake.
I mean, he was fantastic. The best server, and, like, you don't tip in Paris or in France either. Like, they make a livable wage to where you don't have to tip, but we still tipped him some euros because he was that good.
It's like, what made him a good server? How did he serve you?
I mean, he was just the best. Like, obviously, we don't know what is going on. We don't know how to even read the menu. So he was very helpful in, like, showing us what things were and actually helping us with our order. And he just had a personality, which I feel like a lot of sometimes waiters and waitresses don't have.
Whoa. Yeah. Jake spent 6 days in Paris, and all of a sudden
he's coming after the whole workforce of servers.
He views myself included. He views servers the way Parisians view Americans. He's like, I'm sorry, in France we have so much better servers.
All I'm saying is that servers in America can be sometimes formulaic. In Paris,
formulaic.
Far different experience. And that
it can
be a good thing too, but formulaic. Just completely different
and
good
experience. You need like a magic trick? You need some like deep pillow talk from your waiters?
Man. No, well, the dining experience first and foremost is completely different overseas than it is here.
Oh, glad you got some culture in you now.
Yeah.
Please, I mean, tell us more about high society in France for you.
The dining experience is very different. So the waiters over there have to be different. So I don't know. I guess I just enjoyed that more. That's all I'll say.
You're saying okay, how's it different?
Couldn't it be harder here? Like, when you think if you're actually, you know, dancing for your dollar, so to speak, if you're living off tips here, and you said they don't get tips in France at all, right? So wouldn't you think it'd be harder? Like, you'd work harder because, you know, at the end of it, you're going to make your money based off of how well of a job you did. Where in France, it's just an hourly wage.
Yeah, but the thing in Paris is, like, the meal isn't a part of... It's a part of the experience, but more so just being there and who you're with is more so the experience itself.
I don't like this, Jake. This Jake spent a week in France, and all of a sudden he thinks, like all French people do, that he's just better than us.
You're a trash Jake.
You're better than us now, Jake? Is that what's going on here?
No, I'm not better than you guys. I'm just
looking
saying
down
that.
On the servers. You're just more cultured.
Looking down on the servers cultured, of America, the working class.
You're more worldly. You know better than us. You're smarter than us.
Jeez.
Now he's running from us.
Now he's running.
Yeah, now he's ducking us. Can't handle the heat. All of a sudden, he's Mr. Death to America. Now all of a sudden he's getting pushback on. Mm-hmm. He doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden that red, white, and blue doesn't feel like you get a little heat up close. Huh?
Yeah, I wish you would have stayed in France at this point.
I think that might have been just yesterday or all of yesterday or 2 days ago of just not wanting to be here.
Yeah, he was funny about coming back to work. He had that realization after a long trip that you got to come back and actually do it, and I don't think he wanted to do it.
All right, looks like Robert in Brecksville is a world traveler. He's been to Italy and London and Italy and London.
Nobody even has to scream my call. You just know it's me from caller ID, isn't it?
No.
You're screened.
No, somebody actually just put your name in there, Robert in Rexville.
that's odd timing. But no, Jake is right on that to some parts. So, like, the whole dining experience is quite different over there. Like, if you're going to hang out with locals, it's like how you go down, like, East Bank and, like, bar hop and go to, like, six different bars to get drinks. That's kind of the same thing in Europe, but with food. So, like, when I was hanging out with my friends, like, Friday and Saturday in Italy, we go to, like, five, six different restaurants. We get, like, either a sandwich here or pasta here or dessert there. And then if you're just two, like, Americans just dining out, one of the things, Jake, you may have noticed, is did you get seated away when any restaurant you go in, did you get seated kind of like by yourself away from like locals? Because if you're American, a lot of like European restaurants will tend to seat you away from everybody else, primarily because you're like speaking English and not the local language, because they kind of like to separate people that way a little bit just so they don't like disturb locals. So You may have noticed that too. But so, I think it's just funny how you got, we're like a little, not necessarily lost. I mean, I'm not fluent, and I'm not trying to brag here. No disrespect. I'm not bragging. I could speak enough Italian to get by. You could drive me into any country in Italy, I'd probably be fine just winging it.
Sounds like
a
brag.
But I just thought that was funny. A little bit. But did you even at least have Google Translate on your phone or anything? Because it's like, I always go over there with the database for whatever language I'm in just to like get me by at least if I need to speak a sentence that I don't like consciously know.
No, I had Google Translate. It would have been helpful on the first day, but Outside of that, like, we were going to these obviously tourist-heavy places, and every place outside of that first day, they spoke English.
Robert, we got a boogie, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Bye. All right. So you and Robert, you going to France together, I guess, because you're just France is better.
Segregated parts of the restaurant together.
Yeah. I mean, he backed me up on the servers, so.
But still, nobody says how it's better.
Yeah, you just said it is.
I talked about how he actually had personality and character.
That's not...
Like, he did your taxes for you? He fixed a flat tire or a fat tire?
Well, no, apparently all American servers are just robots.
Characterless. Yeah.
They're just robots. Just coming to the...
At least in my experiences.
You're as rude as the Frenchman now.
Oh, my
now.
God.
These colors don't run around these parts, Jake.
I think he's the Assassin's Apprentice, but he might be Jake the Frenchman from now on.
Do your French impression now.
Jake, come on now. We love the Americans. In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.